It's a few minutes before 8 a.m. on the first day of the Madison Police Department Training Academy. 23 new recruits are sitting at desks, dressed in suits and ties. They're greeted by Lieutenant Marianne Flynn Stotts, who runs the academy day to day. She welcomes them and then gets serious.
As you know, you're coming into a profession that is under fire like it never has been at any other time. And here at Madison, we're incredibly proud of how we train.
It's a big day for the recruits, so it's clear they're nervous. After a short orientation, they take an oath in front of the mayor, their families, other officers, community leaders, and the chief of police.
And the charter of the city of Madison.
And the charter of the city of Madison.
On day two, that nervousness has mostly gone away.
You got it?
Good job, Ryan.
Got it?
The recruits take a fitness test that includes a 1.5-mile run, a sprint, push-ups, sit-ups, a vertical jump, and an agility run.
Nice, yeah.
Nice.
The class is nearly 70% white, which is slightly less than Madison as a whole. Of the 23 recruits, 10 are female. Julie Clayton moved from Milwaukee to take the job. She says her family was surprised when she told them she wanted to become a cop.
They thought I was going to go into music. I played flute for a long while, and so that's how most of my friends and family knew me. And that's what I originally went to school for.
Now she's finishing up a degree in criminal justice. She says she wants to be an officer because she wants people to see the police as allies.
Because I had a lot of positive experiences, thankfully, and so I know of friends and others that haven't had positive experiences, and it makes me sad to think about that. And people are at their most vulnerable when the police are called, and to think that they're not being treated as such.
5 members of the class are over the age of 30. 17 of them have at least a bachelor's degree, including Jessica Gillette, who has a master's in peace and conflict studies. She says she considered the current tension between police and communities of color while she was going through the application process.
And so it really caused me to pause and reflect and say, is this something that I really want to do?
But she says her desire to see a shift in the profession motivated her to continue. She applied 3 times before she was finally accepted.
It's a trying and challenging time to get involved, but I think it's the most important time to get involved, especially for someone who's coming from a peace studies and conflict studies background as a peace practitioner, because that's really what we advocate in this department. And, you know, we're guardians of the community. We're not warriors. We're protectors.
At the end of the first week, the class spent 2 days at the Bethel Horizons ropes course near Dodgeville.
Go!
Next, ready.
1, 2,
30
seconds. 3,
go!
Go. 1.
The course was physically challenging. They rappelled off a cliff, jumped off a telephone pole, and climbed a rope ladder whose rungs were several feet apart. But to complete the challenges, the class had to work together and rely on each other. Recruit Ethan Pierick says by the end of the course, he felt he was part of a team.
And I just feel, I guess, a lot more excited, less nervousness and more excitement for the academy and to go through it. And it's been great seeing the class bond and get together. Doing the ropes course, even just, you know, in class. So I feel like we're already pretty close as a class, and I'm looking forward to continuing that.
In the coming weeks, the class will dig into law, ethics, and cultural competence. We'll have more stories along the way. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.